NBA draft is going down. So what we gonna do is we gonna talk about it, man. Yo, what's smacking NBA hoop fans, basketball fans, the 2K community, HOF fam, HOF alums, you know the voice, the man, the myth, the legend in the making, L. Scott Fitzgerald, the young demigods in the building. Let's get it, nigga. We back lit. Appreciate y'all for listening, man. We're on every podcast platform you can hear a podcast on. Shout outs to the boys on Hardwood Amino app. I'm on Twitter at HOF Press Pass. This is where the podcast comes out. We're not on ESPN Pod Center yet. We're going to get there soon enough, but let's talk basketball. Let's talk the NBA draft. Come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. Let's talk, man. My Twitter is at JustDaleScott. If you want to talk about the draft, if you want to talk about the trades, if you want to talk about free agency, you want to talk about LaMelo Ball, you want to talk about the Drew League, you want to talk about some 2K community, 2K games, we can talk about it, man. Once again, shout outs to the boys on our Hardwood Amino app. Look, it is tomorrow, the draft. It is tomorrow. So what we're going to do is look at a mock draft board that kind of resembles mine. I'll be honest. I looked at it. I was looking for Jay Billis's. It's not going to be there until tomorrow on screen. I'm sure like Chris Mannix, Chris Ford, I believe is his name. I'm sure Bill Simmons will probably have his up there on the screen as well. I'm not exactly sure who else, but I was looking for Jay Billis's list and I could not find it. So bear with me, you guys. So we gonna keep it in the context. And I looked on Bleacher Report. Shout outs to Bleacher Report. I'm not exactly sure who or if it's more than just one person or persons, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who exactly made this listing. But this listing, as soon as I looked at it, it kind of mirrored how I'm feeling the draft should go or kind of how it's going to go. So I'm going to put my 2 cents in there. You guys definitely put your 2 cents in. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Let me know how good or bad the Hall of Fame Press Bad Show is. Let me know if I'm going in my bag or not. But straight off the dribble, man, we got number one, and that's Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson is going number one overall to the Pelicans, and they're liking the idea of Lonzo and Zion. Now, if you're liking that idea, let's hold on to that idea and wait till I get to pick number four. So, of course, that's out the way. Zion Williamson going to transcend the NBA, going to turn the NBA upside down, going to make the Smoothie King Arena a place where eyes are going to be on. Shout out to Zion. I've listened to him give his reactions and different things like that to how he feels. Anthony Davis has been traded. Little JSS, Anthony Davis already has a mural in LA. The LA mural is kind of crazy because there's a bunch of jerseys and they're all blank and he has like a bewildered look on his face on the mural, but is what it is. If you guys have not seen it, make sure that you guys check it out. Back to it, the Pelicans have kind of flipped things where Zion is going to be relevant in New Orleans. It's no turning the TV off. Understand that Zion is must-see television, bro. The marathon continues for them guys, though, so stay around for pick number four, man. I gotta go pay some bills, though, but I appreciate you guys for sticking with me, man. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. Let's get on to 2 through 25. So, stick around. Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. Yo, and we back lit with more positivity. I appreciate y'all for sticking around, man. Keeping it too thai out. Y'all keeping my energy going. I am appreciating all of the numbers, all of the listens. Hall of Fame Press Badges, the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. One time for the one time. Shout outs to Anchor FM for the love and support and the platform, the podcast. Appreciate those guys. Spreaker, shout outs to Spreaker because they are keeping the lights on, you dig? They are investing in your boy and got me a YouTube, you feel me? So make sure that you guys check out the YouTube. Look for L. Scott Fitzgerald on YouTube, okay? I'm on there. Probably have to start putting some more updates on YouTube itself, but my phone is a piece of garbage, but that's neither here nor there. I'm going to have to get those segments and everything up and running for you guys. You guys won't be running away from me. You guys will be running towards me. Once again, it's L. Scott Fitzgerald, man, on Twitter. L. Scott Fitzgerald on YouTube. My bad. If you're checking into the search box, just type that in. But I appreciate everybody's energies. You know the vibe, man. We on a wave over here. HOF Press Badge is the show, the podcast, man. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. So let's talk about it. 2019 NBA mock draft. Once again, shout outs to Bleacher Report for the mock draft that they have in front of me. And with the second pick, we've got Ja Morant. He's going to be a point guard from Murray State. He's going to be a good fit out there in Memphis. Once again, his jumper is very nice. He's going to learn how to shoot from Kyle Korver because they got the new tradee over there, the new teammate for Ja Morant to learn from. It's got Jay Crowder to be an enforcer for him, help him and Triple J out there, you know what I'm saying? And then they've got Jonas Valanciunas out there. Hey, Al Horford, you want to take a chance? You want to take your money and, you know what I'm saying, do something your last couple of years? Jump right in that bag, man. You can jump right over there in Memphis. It's a nice mix of new guys and old guys. And Vince Carter, you know what I'm saying? You keep on half man, half amazing. Just jump on. The marathon continues for you. Jump on over there. You know what I'm saying? Or if you don't want to go there, Al Horford, another spot that you can kick it in is the Kings, bro. You can go on out there to LA, go to California. I mean, go right there to the capital, Sacramento. Turn it up. You're going to have Shaq talking about you all the time because he is a little bit of an owner out there. You know what I'm saying? Got a little part, little change, little piece, little something. And yeah, man, I don't know what the hell is he going to do. But Ja Morant, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a nice spot in Memphis for him to take over for Mike Conley. And is what it is to that. On to number three, man. Number three right here, we've got RJ Barrett. And they have him slated as a shooting guard, small forward. Now, the conversation and saying over and over and over is, he is going to be James Harden. He's going to be James Harden because he's left-handed, he's tough, he's long, he can shoot, but he can't shoot at a rate like James Harden. James Harden is ridiculous. But what happens is the fact that he's left-handed, that's the conversation. But this is where it gets interesting, so we're going to have to deep dive into this, you feel me? So check me out, bro. Let's keep it in context. My opinion. For the New York Knicks, I honestly think that they've got Knox over there. And I think they like Knox. But if they wanted to do something to really shake things up, forget the Darius Garland. Go for Jerry Culver. You're already missing Kevin Durant in that position. You got Kevin Knox in that position. Go ahead and take a shot at Culver. He's going to play shooting guard. Maybe play small forward. Take a shot. That's my opinion. But what's going to happen is the New York Knicks have taken their time out to have conversations with Darius Garland to put him through the ringer, and they're thinking about him. And with that happening at number three, the Los Angeles Lakers are supposed to pick at number four, but their pick will be made by none other than who they traded that pick for, the New Orleans Pelicans. So I said, hold on to that idea. If you like Zion and Zion Williamson, if you like Zoe and Zion, what about RJ and Zion? We could do it like this. We could just smash it all together. Put the whole fantasy together. Do it like this. Lonzo at the one. RJ at the two. Zion at the three. Whoever they've got at the four. I mean, no. Not whoever they got at the four. Because at this point, it would be this, even because of height and anything like that. They would try and run their team somewhat how the Golden State Warriors did. So let's do it again. Let's backtrack. Take a step back. We have Zoe at the one, RJ at the two. They would have Brandon Ingram at the three. They would have Zion at the four. And then they would have whoever they want to choose to play their new center position. Julius Randle isn't going to be there because if he's going to do the same exact thing as Zion, he's going to be the same exact player. They got the same exact build. All of the nonsense that goes along with both of them being the exact same player or whatever. Then they've got to, you know what I'm saying, pull out some stops and change, make some changes. But how would you all like that, though? With the fourth pick, they go ahead and get RJ because he'll still be on the board at number four if the Knicks decide to go with Darius Garland. Once again, my opinion is go with Jared, but that's my opinion. You guys have got to make a decision. You guys have got to do the right thing. And so the fifth pick belongs to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And right here, Bleacher Report has DeAndre Hunter going there. That's what they need to be praying for, that he stays on the board until the end. If he's gone, then that must mean Cam Reddish has to come out the box. He's got to come on and get picked by those guys. I tell you something else. Somebody else who could fit right along with the Cavaliers is the fact that Harrison Barnes, he needs somewhere to go. Giving out money. Kicker. Can we get... the Kings still have somewhat of some rights to him. Just say, hey, Kevin Love, just... get a little work in. Let's try and make that happen or something. I don't know. Try to make some things happen, man. I'm telling you, some names that I've been saying on the Hall of Fame Press Badge Show all year last year. They finally gonna get their just desserts and get themselves into the conversation of being on some better teams and letting their skill sets shine or whatever and getting the respect they deserve. You feel me? But we in there, though. Let's talk about it, though. Six. Number six, Phoenix Suns select Darius Garland, point guard. Darius Garland is not going to go to the Phoenix Suns unless the New York Knicks don't want him. Now, the New York Knicks, of course, this guy, I'm going to bring it back to him because his name is here now. Darius Garland has been dealing with his injury that he's coming back from, ACL. Surgery or whatever, so somebody's looking at him. He's only played 5 games in the NCAA, but he's there at the combine. Shout outs to NBA TV and ESPN3. If you guys are not hip, you know what I'm saying, those channels right there have been playing the draft combines for the past 2 days. I've been peeping a little bit. Like I said, I've been watching Zion and his responses and feelings on a couple of things, bro, and he's ready, son. He's ready. That's all I can say. He's ready to go ahead, wear a suit, go up there, answer a bunch of questions, start going to classes and figure out what the NBA life is like. Go get some NBA cares in, go get some commercials, go get his shoe deals and all of that stuff. Everybody's ready, man. They're waiting, patiently waiting, but he's ready. But if the Darius Garland isn't there for the Phoenix Suns, then that play isn't there, then they may have RJ on the board still. I think RJ would fit pretty good out there in Phoenix. I don't think RJ should go to the Cavaliers. I definitely don't think that. I think he'll be misused and mistreated. He'll be another Deion Waiters out there. Fit right next to whoever the star is in Cleveland, and he'll just get drowned out in the background, you know what I'm saying? On to the Bulls, though. The Bulls need help. They need another point guard ASAP, though. If they could get their hands on Darius Garland, that would be sweet, but what's going to happen is they're going to end up having to settle, in a sense, for Coby White. That's what the Bleacher Report says for the number 7 pick. Point guard, shooting guard from North Carolina, Coby White with the afro. If you don't know who Coby White is, then you missed the NCAA tournament. I'm not going to go too far into the Bulls because I don't know what the Bulls are going to do. The Bulls have found a way to let Chicago now over and over. I tell you, having the first pick, they picked so many big men. They've always went right when they've picked in the top three and they've picked a guard. Of course, Michael Jordan, and just going from there on down. I mean, they've struck it wrong. They struck it pretty good, but then they didn't. But the big guys that they've chosen have been Elton Brand. They've chosen Tyson Chandler. They've chosen Eddie Curry. The big guys, man. They love big guys. Shout out to Wendell Carter Jr. He's going to do his thing, though. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the injury bug doesn't hit him and he's able to continue to playing at a high level, you feel me? I'm done with those guys. On to the 8th pick with the Atlanta Hawks, and they've got Cam Reddish in that spot. I would say that I would wish he would go to Chicago, but you know, Chicago, they'll probably pick somebody from overseas somewhere, some random person. Who knows, man? I just got that. I got that feeling, man. I feel those vibes, man. Straight up. But if the Atlanta Hawks are able to get Cam Reddish, they would then go down to number 10, and the 10th pick would be Bol Bol, is what Bleacher Report says. Now, Bol Bol, there hasn't been much talk about him because he's coming back from his injury. He didn't get a chance to play with Oregon, but the Oregon went kind of far in the NCAA tournament, you know what I'm saying? Bol Bol, top 10 pick still? I don't know. Let's go with the Hawks. The Hawks at number 9. They get the 9th pick in between those 8th and 10th picks from the Hawks. They've got Jackson Hayes, the center from Texas. They've got Dwight out there, so I don't know what they're going to do. They got Masai Ujiri. They got a bunch of stuff up in the air. They don't have a GM going into their pick, so they're gonna let Scott Brooks and their coaching staff basically take these picks and figure out what they're gonna do with the number nine pick and whatever from there. I'm not gonna go too far into that dysfunction, but on to the next. The Minnesota Timberwolves have the 11th pick, and they pick a power forward, small forward that I cannot say his last name, but I know his first name is Siaku. And it's, they don't need a power forward. They really don't. I think they need a shooting guard, because you're going to have Andrew Wiggins play the three. You're going to need somebody else. And they got a good pick. They got the ninth pick. Maybe Kobe White slides down to there. Slides down to there. Able to get him from there. I don't know. The Charlotte Hornets have the pick for number 12. And they are projected to get PJ Washington. Now, my opinion for the Charlotte Hornets, they need a center. If Bobo slides down, that's where they go. If Jackson Hayes slides down, then that's where they go. PJ Washington, it would be sad to see him whittle away. It's bad to have these guys be the top picks, because their teams, of course, are so bad, and that's why they've risen up so high in the lottery. And it would be sad to see PJ just waste away in Charlotte. That's just my opinion. I'm getting the badge dirty. I know I gotta stop being dirty, but it's curtains. I'm done with that. Okay, on to the next. The Miami Heat select Kevin Porter Jr. The Miami Heat at this position at 13, I'm pretty sure that they are deep in the trenches. Pat Riley has his boys on the mission. You know what I'm saying? They are definitely trying to find out who's decent for them to pick at 13. And I'm pretty sure that they have a jewel at 13. Like right up in here, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's when you find out who's really been doing their homework. Shouts out to Jerry West for picking Clay at 11, and Paul George being 13, 14, 15th pick, and Kawhi Leonard being number 15. Those gems that are, you know what I'm saying, right up in this 10 to 15 range. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. And with that being said, the Boston Celtics are going to get Nasir Little. Nasir Little is not a power forward, but they have him on here listed as a small forward, power forward. Nasir Little would be more of a shooting guard because he is going to dribble the ball on the wing. He can put his back to the basket. He can slash. That's what he does. But you've got Gordon Hayward with the Celtics. I'm sure that you can pick something, someone, because you got Jaylen Brown, you got Jason Tatum, you got all of these guys that are doing the same thing, same position, same height, same lift. You are losing Al Horford. He does not want to be with the Celtics, so why don't you go ahead and jump at a center? You got Aaron Baines, jump at a center. And throw Terry Rozier to the Bulls. Do something. Bulls got to do something. Here's what it is, though, bro. I'm not going to knock the hustle, man. On to number 15, man. It is what it is. Listen, the Detroit Pistons at number 15 pick Romeo Langford from Indiana. I don't want Romeo Langford to go from Indiana to Detroit. But if that's what happens, that's what happens. Romeo Langford is a nice piece. He can't shoot as I thought he could shoot. He's got to get a shot together like Cam. Him and Cam are like mirror images of each other, supposed to be. But it seems that Romeo Langford is not going to get the respect he deserved. He did get hurt. He did not do so well in not making the tournament and all of these things. But things happen, man. Got bigger fish to fry on his way to the NBA draft, man. Hopefully the Pistons don't pick him. They pick someone different. I'm not going to go into the needs of the Pistons, because then that'll make me get really heated about the fact that Reggie Jackson is still their starting point guard. Is what it is. Orlando Magic select Keldon Johnson from Kentucky. Shooting guard, small forward. they got Jonathan Isaac out there. They got Aaron Gordon out there. Vucevic is going to go somewhere. But is Vucevic in this real quick? Hall of Fame, fam, Hall of Fame alums. Is Vucevic better of a pick than Al Horford? Who's worth more of the money? Who's the better player overall? I don't know. I might put that as a poll on the Hardwood Amino app real quick tonight. So make sure that you guys stick around and stay tuned for that. Salutes to the boys on Hardwood Amino app, man. Appreciate you guys for rocking with your boy. Once again, you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me, so I appreciate that. But let's get it straight. Number 17, the Brooklyn Nets. Select a center. No. Some center from Georgia. Goga. No. Y'all don't need a center. You got Jared Allen. You don't need a center. Jared Allen is who you build around. I had someone talk to me today about DeMarcus Cousins possibly going to the Nets to help out with Kyrie's new rebuild. No. What would be better for DeMarcus would be to go to the Lakers and, you know what I'm saying, accept another small deal and go from there, where he becomes the Twin Towers again with Anthony Davis. Those Kentucky boys go get it popping and maybe get a ring, you know what I'm saying? Because that would be the only other solution to what's going on with the Lakers. They want someone bigger than LeBron. When I'm saying bigger, I mean in stature. Someone taller. Someone that's going to be his running mate, that's taller than him. And they have struck in, you know what I'm saying, they have a license to print money with getting Anthony Davis. Now, if they go ahead and get DeMarcus Cousins too, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It just turns up, you know what I'm saying, the instant gratification of saying they're the 2020 NBA favorites. I don't understand. The Lakers don't even have a starting lineup. They have six people on payroll. Six NBA players on payroll, and one of them is not on contract as of yet. Not until July 1st, then they sign them. Boom. Okay. But this is crazy. They don't have a starting lineup. They only have five players on the roster right now. And officially, you know what I'm saying, the sixth person is on the roster. They just got to get him in this contract. Shit is crazy, B. Shit is crazy, B. Chicago make bad decisions every day. They'll be all right, though. On to the Indiana Pacers, man. At pick number 18, pick a shooting guard out of Virginia Tech. I don't want to ruin his name. I want to say Indiana Pacers, where's Ty Jerome? Ty Jerome, I'll pick him. Where's he been in this conversation? I don't know what's going on with the field here on this mock draft. It is what it is. Brandon Clark is the pick by the San Antonio Spurs from Gonzaga. Now, I think the Spurs would go with Rui Hachimura faster than they would Brandon Clark. Brandon Clark is good. Brandon Clark is very decent. Very solid. And that's the type of people that the Spurs build around. But I don't see that happening. You got the Boston Celtics again, picking a number 20. And the Boston Celtics pick a point guard in Carson Edwards, point guard from Purdue. If they're going to get rid of Terry Rozier, then cool. But if they're going to end up keeping Terry Rozier, then no. Why I say it like that? Carson Edwards is more deserving to go to the next pick with Oklahoma City. But Oklahoma City, I like the pick that they have here for him, but I'm sure that he may be picked before this. Tyler Herro goes 21 to the Oklahoma City Thunder from Kentucky. I don't know about that. I don't think he'll be there. Then you got 23, the Boston Celtics again. They pick Hachimura. 23, the Utah Jazz select shooting guard, small forward. They just got Mike Conley. They're going to need a small forward to follow up Joe Ingles. Maybe they end up with Rui Hachimura. Who knows? But let's get into it, man. The Portland Trail Blazers select somebody that I can't really pronounce their name. Matisse Thybulle, something like that. The Cavaliers select a power forward center that I really can't say his name. 27, the Brooklyn Nets select KZ Okpala, small forward, power forward from Stanford. 28, they've got Ty Jerome going to the Golden State Warriors. That would be the best place in the world for him to sit. Why? Because his game does mirror Klay Thompson with some handling, you know what I'm saying? Because he does a lot of ISOs. And he's able to take his man off the dribble. He absolutely is. 29, San Antonio Spurs on the clock again. And they've got Luka from Croatia. Luka Samanic, something like that. No idea. And then the Milwaukee Bucks go out with Isaiah Roby. Now, Isaiah Roby has been showing out at the draft combine. His name has been said over and over and over. So him going as low as 30th to the Bucks, I don't think that's going to happen at all. It's crazy, man. This draft is going to be above average. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Something else that needs to be talked about is Michael Porter Jr. and the Denver Nuggets. You know what I'm saying? They're going to turn up. A lot of people are having comments of what the Pacers are going to do. I've been seeing that a lot. Looking online and I'm seeing things. A lot of people out of pocket. A lot of people out of pocket. The Nets are getting all kinds of opportunities, all kinds of names thrown at them. We're going to see, man. It's going to be a pretty good one, man. I've gave a couple of my opinions and this and that. I have not put myself, my own draft mock down because there's no point in that. I'm not going to get paid for it. Unless somebody's out there paying. Y'all let me know, man. Facts check. Let me know if somebody has the draft as, you know, Draft Kings or something. Let me know if they're out there. If you get every single one of those right for the first, I don't know, at least 20. I'm sure nobody's getting the top 30. Nobody's getting 30. But I'm sure somebody can get 20. One person can get the top 20 correct. Let's see if you get paid for it. Who knows, man? Put my name in the hat. You feel me? Is what it is, man. Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show. L. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. The draft is tomorrow. It's going to definitely be a good one. Zion enters the NBA. Let the games begin. Are you dumb? You don't fuck with Hall of Fame? Then you must be drunk. That's it. Thank you for listening to the Hall of Fame Press Badge show. Hit me up on Twitter at Just L. Scott. Join the conversation. Hit me up. Check me out on Twitter, man, and on the Hardwood Amino app, man. Check me out on there. Remember, if you have something in the way, it can be a stepping stone. So get your feet worked, your feet moving, and continue to grind, man. Ball is life. Could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. I appreciate that, man. The draft is tomorrow. Stay tuned, man. Ball is life. Let's grind. Close the door behind you on your way about the shop. As you flee the scene and shake the spot, the shop is closed, man. It's Fitz. And like that, we gone.
don't explain what is there to gain.